Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 6th of April, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, another really interesting day here in the markets, and great money-making opportunities here for stock markets. Asia, Japan strong. Hong Kong even stronger. That looks like a really important breakout on the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. European markets mixed. Wall Street mostly a bit softer, but not on the NASDAQ composite in here today. Government bonds really weak. And what was quite interesting, Owen commented on this, the Bund, the Euro Bund, was weak early on in the day. Then Trichet came out and surprised markets by saying that markets were really too hawkish, or I'm paraphrasing now, but words to the effect that people were assuming that the ECB was automatically going to raise interest rates, and that was not necessarily the case. So Bunds rallied quite sharply, and at one stage were sitting on a clear upside key day reversal, retraced the whole thing, and closed near the day's lows, down 31 ticks on the day. And the whole government bond sector is weak. Now this is supposed to be the review of highlights, but that was an important one. In currencies, the dollar was soft earlier on, but then rallied on that Trichet news. Rallied a little bit against the euro and the Swiss franc. But often the dollar was often soft elsewhere. Metals booming, absolutely booming. Copper just surged again. Gold sitting here at 595.60 on the spot bullion after hours trading. The June contract, which I leveraged up again, is trading at 600. And so that entire sector is strong. Oil, crude oil steady, natural gas lagging. Okay, let's get back to the stock market cycle. The facts are the bulls are in charge. The lead markets, and these are things like resources. I'm going to digress here for a moment and say that I pay great attention to sectors that have led the cycle, because the leaders usually lead both ways. And whatever else is going on, if the sectors that led at the bottom are still doing well, then really the overall trend is still intact. And that's the case today. Because, things like India just keep on moving up. Okay, it is accelerating a bit. That's not sustainable beyond the short term. But it's still strong. And we have Japan, which I've described as a bellwether since last July. And that's broken upwards once again, having ranged sideways for about 3 months. And we have Australia, the big resources markets, Australia, Canada. Again, they paused, ranged, but pushing through to new high ground. Mining shares, which had been star performers, the industrial mining shares, again, pushing through to new high ground. And you know, a number of these oil instruments are going to do that as well. The Investec funds, I'm talking about the Investec Global Energy Fund, of course, and the Guinness Atkinson Fund, its sister fund. They're virtually identical, just located in different countries, and denominated in different currencies. US dollars for the US fund, obviously, US dollars for the Guernsey registered fund, and sterling for the sterling version. But looks to me like they're building up for another upside breakout. And it looks to me like crude oil is quietly building up for another upside breakout. I've always expected that this year, that the medium-term consolidation would be completed. Now, so it's all go on the upside. The big change, though, in the last couple of months or more, last 3 months really, is that where liquidity was the rising tide that lifted all boats, the long-term interest rate cycle has really peeled away from that, and we're getting persistently bearish action there. So I think I'll actually tighten stops again and leverage up. I'm quite likely to leverage up again tomorrow, unless they're just running away on the downside. And I do not have, I have a not insubstantial position there. Now, number of these factors are quite likely to become negative for stock markets, but the bottom line again is that they are not a problem here today, not in the short term. So maybe this stock market rally is going to go out in a blaze of glory. And well, we will see. And I'll obviously be monitoring it with you every single day. Now, what else to mention? In terms of the metals, when I look at the long-term chart of silver, it's going parabolic. Again, that's not sustainable, but it's still very, very strong, above $12 now. I think gold's just going to romp through this 600 level. And gold is strong against every single currency, of course. Dollar looks suspect, as I've been saying for a while, and I remain convinced that the dollar peaked in January. But overall, if we stand back and look at the really long-term charts of the dollar, now I maintain that the dollar is probably in an overall bottoming out process. And for new subscribers, that you may think, well, my goodness, I'm contradicting or reversing what I've been saying all along, that the dollar is weak, that the dollar is going to go back down and test its lows. Yes, I certainly do think it will go back down and test its lows and quite possibly break them, but I don't see a dollar collapse overall. And I think if you take the US dollar index, that level down at 80 is near the overall floor. Certainly is, it's the historic floor, and it is a floor that I suspect is more likely than not to remain a floor area. That doesn't mean we can't see 78 or something like that. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see that. But my point is that the dollar is probably in a long-term basing formation, but it's well above the lower part of that region. And the dollar's tops and bottom formations, if you look at the long-term historic charts, well, it's taken historically, it's usually taken the dollar a fairly long time to both top out and to bottom out. And of course, the topping out process was all taking place during that 2001, 2002 phase. Okay. In terms of overall action here, generally, strongest areas currently are metals. But again, it's the industrial resources play overall. Remember, we have this synchronized global economic growth, and that really is going to drive these markets to higher levels than I think most people have been expecting. I've been saying that all along, and I think I've been certainly one of the most bullish people on this sector, at least among those who keep their feet on the ground. But the surprises are still on the upside. I continue to be surprised by just how strong these markets are. Now, this is a good time for making money in the short term, but it's not going to go on here in perpetuity. When we see markets, some of our favorite markets that are pushing ahead this strongly, it tends to be more of a short term to intermediate term phase. But if we're going to get accelerations, in a number of these markets, and we certainly see evidence of that right now, that is the most profitable period in the cycle. And then when those uptrends lose their consistency, we want to stand aside. Certainly on a number of trading positions, I'll certainly do that, and then take a good rest. But meanwhile, let's enjoy and make the most of these opportunities. All the best.